Please be seated. So today's sermon is a little different than normal. First of all, I have done something that you will rarely ever see me do, and that is I do not have a sermon script today. We are celebrating God's Work, Our Hands Sunday. And so we have some wonderful photos that have been taken in the last couple weeks of all of the hands who in this place make a difference in this world. Yes, Peter, I should have invited you to come forward before we started so you could see the pictures as well. You know, today's story, the story of Lazarus and the rich man, you know, I think about that rich man and how he wanted to warn his brothers. And, you know, the answer was he already had the prophets. And for Lutherans, I think it's a little difficult for us to think about somebody because they didn't do something being tormented in hell, right? That's not Lutheran theology. And Jesus, by virtue of telling such a stark story, such a drastic story, is really coming from that place of seeing so much richness being hoarded and being used for more and leading to such inequity and such injustice that he used this really, really strong story for those who are listening. You know, what comes right after this story is, or right before the story is, he says to the Pharisees, "You are caught up in your riches." And so I just wanted to share yesterday as one really amazing way that I see that the people here, that this congregation understands what we need to do with what God has given us. Yesterday we had a few families come through, but we also had a lot of people who live on the streets who may not have had lunch today if it weren't for the hot dogs we were serving out on Catherine Street and the chips that we sent that were sent with them on their way, and the cupcakes that they could grab, and the ice cream that Shirley managed to get some of the children who just came to participate to help hand out, right? I look up here, and we see the quilts and the blankets, things that have been crocheted and knitted, things that get sent far and wide, so not just to our local neighbors, but to our neighbors across the world, right? That's what our hands have done in this place. That's how our hands have been doing God's work. We haven't been that rich man staying in our comfort and not seeing the person out on the gate who's hungry. Right? We see those people and we do something. And today, God's Work, Our Hands Sunday is a day to celebrate that. And to encourage us to continue to go out and do more and to continue what we're doing, because what we are doing makes a difference. I'm going to tell a story that's going to choke me up a little bit, but at the end, and some of you were around at the very end of the day, but one of the men, one of the homeless men who had, it was a very young man who had come and had a couple hot dogs and had some chips, he came back when he knew everything was done. And so I can't even remember who it was, if it was Diane who brought him to me or somebody, you know, he found somebody who had one of our bright gold God's Work, Our Hands shirts out there to, you know, we were certainly visible on the street yesterday with those shirts. And he just, you know, he came back and he asked to talk with me. And so we went to the side and he shared, you know, the story of having been a veteran, having lost his family, and all he wanted and all he was asking for was a blanket to keep him warm. And we had one. Thank you, ladies. I knew I was going to get all choked up, sorry. We went to the closet.
Should we wear our t-shirts today?
Oh, we should have, but that's all right. But you know, all I had to do is I went to Diane and I said, all he wants is a blanket. And she said, we can do that. And we had one. And he also got to take with him a whole thing of extra hot dogs and some other food out the door with him. It's beautiful. how little it takes. And those are the hands that do it right there. We have children. You know, we had two bikes to give away. Thanks with Bill's help and Spoke's help, it's going to turn into six bikes because six children showed up and wanted to win a bike, and there were only six. And I said, Bill, is there any way? And he said, yeah. And immediately he called Johnny or emailed Johnny, who is from Spoke. And Johnny's like, yeah, we can do that. Six of our neighborhood children are going to have bikes now in a couple weeks. Who wouldn't have bikes? There are people all over the world keeping warm under quilts. There are people throughout this neighborhood wearing hats and scarves that came from the hands in this church. I have a list here because we did ask for everybody to share the kinds of things that they do to be doing God's work with their hands. So, helping St. Paul's with their food pantry, our church dinners, Thanksgiving baskets, Christmas baskets, the Christmas gifts for Riverhaven and the school supplies, supporting Project More, praying, Family Fun Day. There's blanket sewing we've talked about, sharing food, sewing for charity in a variety of different ways, keeping up the gardens. You know, we sometimes forget that it's not just humans that we're supposed to care for, but it's this world that we are supposed to care for. We keep things decorated, keep our spirits up, right? Pray for sick and hurting people. Provide rides for medical appointments. Delivering teacup flowers, right, to bring a smile and a little piece of healing. And I've been the beneficiary of one of those. Teaching English as a second language, donating blood, raising money for women's education, knitting, listening. This brings me to another story of another man who was here yesterday, came and enjoyed a hot dog, and we talked, he talked to a few people, and as he was getting ready to leave, he said, you know, the hot dogs and that was really nice. He says, but where else could I have come where somebody would have listened to me and spoken to me? We volunteer for Habitat for Humanity, there was a beneficiary from Habitat for Humanity at a table yesterday sharing her experience with a young family who was here, a young single mom. Rescuing and caring for pets, sharing musical talents. You know, and I know we have all these things on the list, and there are plenty of things I know that happen in our hearts and in our lives that didn't make this to this list that is making this world a better place. That is keeping us from, you know, we're not acting like the rich man, right, and staying happy in our comfort on this earth, but we're getting out there, this community, and making a difference in this neighborhood. And I am just honored beyond belief to be a part of that with you. So keep up the good work, everyone.